Title: Break Roll in Ableton Live 12. Carve it with chopped vinyl character for jungle old school DNB vibes beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most satisfying little moves in old school jungle and early rolling DNB. The break roll. And here's the mindset I want you to lock in right away. A roll is not just more hits faster. A good roll is a controlled burst of chaos that still grooves. It's a quick performance gesture that hypes the phrase ending, then gets out of the way so the main break and the bass can hit properly. We're going to build a simple two-track setup in Ableton Live 12, one track for your main break, and one track dedicated to the roll. Then we'll carve it in the mix so it cuts through without turning your master into a clipping disaster. And we'll add that chopped vinyl vibe, grit, a little movement, and that band-limited punch you hear in classic sampled breaks. Let's set the scene. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. If you want a safe classic starting point, go 172 BPM. Now drag in a breakbeat loop. Amen, think, hot pants anything with personality. Put it on an auto track and name it Break Main. Click the clip. Turn warp on and set warp mode to beats. For preserve, try 1/16 first for tightness. If it feels too clicky or too chopped, try 1/8 for a chunkier feel. Your goal here is simple. The break stays punchy and doesn't smear when warped. If it already sounds worse just from warping, stop and adjust. That's a huge early win. Now we create a dedicated roll clip. This is important because you want the roll to be intentional, not a panic, slice something randomly situation. Option A is the easiest. Audio roll with beat warp. Duplicate your break clip and rename the duplicate break roll. In the break roll clip, keep warp mode on beats and preserve at 1/16. Now find a part of the break with good hat and snare texture. Often the second half of the loop has a nice noisy tail that rolls well. Set your loop brace really short. Start with 1/8th note. If you want it tighter, go to 1/16th. Hit play. You should hear that classic rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr lot, some parts of the break just roll better than others. Option B is more authentic to classic jungle editing. Slice to drum rack. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing preset, Slice by Transient, and let Ableton create the drum rack. Now make a one-bar MIDI clip and program a roll using repeated hits from a hat slice, a snare tail slice, or a noisy texture slice. The big advantage here is that you can do call and response, alternate between two slices so it doesn't sound like a machine gun. If you're a beginner and you want speed, do option A. If you want that I'm actually chopping breaks feeling, do option B. Both are valid. Next, we need to make the roll groove, because if every hit is identical, it's going to sound like a dental drill. Jungle rolls breathe. They lean forward. They have accents and ghosts. If you're using the audio roll, go into the clip envelopes. Choose clip transposition and draw tiny pitch dips here and there. We're talking subtle. -5 to -20 cents. It should feel like vibe, not like the whole roll is out of tune. Then switch the envelope to clip volume. Add accents every 2 to 4 hits, maybe +1 to +2 dB, and drop a few hits by 1 to 3 dB. You're creating a little internal rhythm inside the roll. If you're using MIDI slices, add swing. Open the groove pool and choose something like a swing 16 groove. Apply it lightly, maybe 10 to 25%. Then vary velocity. Accents around 95 to 115, ghosts around 50 to 75. And if you want an extra trick, create a flam. Duplicate one key hit and place the second hit 5 to 15 milliseconds later at a lower velocity. That gives energy without needing reverb. Now we carve space, because rolls can destroy a mix fast. On the break roll track, add EQ 8. First, a high pass filter, go fairly steep, like 24 dB per octave and start around 120 to 180 Hz. A lot of the time, 150 Hz is a great starting point. This is the protect the bass move. Even if you think your roll is mostly high-end, there's often low-mid junk that builds up when you repeat it rapidly. Next, check for boxiness around 250 to 450 Hz. Try a gentle cut, 2 to 5 dB, with a medium Q around 1.2. Then tame harsh hats around 7 to 10 kHz. Cut 2 to 6 dB if it's spitting at you. If you cut and it gets too dull later, we can bring back a little air, but don't start by boosting. Start by making space. And here's a jungle truth. Old sampled breaks are often band limited. Don't be afraid to trim lows and extreme highs. That's part of the character. Now we add chopped vinyl character. This is where it gets fun. and also where people accidentally make everything way too loud. So I'm going to keep saying this. Level match as you go. After each device, toggle it on and off and make sure you didn't just win by getting louder. Here's a solid stock chain for the roll track. First, saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around +3 to +8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down so the level matches when you bypass it. That's crucial. Second, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very lightly, like 0 to 10%. Turn boom off, because we already high-passed and we don't want fake low-end pumping in. Then use the transience control as your modern versus classic knob. If the roll is too clicky and too clean, pull transience down somewhere between -5 and -20. If it's too soft and you need it to cut, you can push transience up a little, like +5, but be careful. Too much and it goes into that sharp modern tick. Third, auto filter for band limit and motion. Set it to band pass. Put the frequency somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz, resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Now for movement, you can either do a tiny LFO, super subtle, or even better for human hardware vibes, automate the frequency by hand over the fill. Small moves, you're not doing a big filter sweep, you're doing needle wear, sampler drift. The break is moving through the machine. If you use LFO, keep it tiny, rate around 1/8 or 1/4, amount may be 2 to 6%. We want motion, not wobble domination. Optional, redux. This is seasoning, not the meal. Downsample around 1.2 to 1.8. Very light. Bit reduction off, or 1 to 2 if you really want edge. If it starts sounding like a broken speaker, you've gone too far. Then add utility at the end. Use it for width control, maybe 80 to 110%. But here's the coach move, do a mono check early. Set width to 0% temporarily and listen. If your roll disappears in mono, it's probably too wide or too facey. Pull the width down and keep it more centered. Also, quick teacher tip, if the roll feels inconsistent, fix it with clip gain first, not the fader. Clip gain gets you stable input into the processing chain, then the track fader becomes a simple balance control. Your automation will behave better. Now we glue the roll into the main break, so it feels like one performance. Select break main and break roll and group them. Name the group break bus. On the break bus, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or set it around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Pull the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Makeup off. Manually level match. Then add EQ 8 for tiny finishing moves. If the bus is fizzy, do a gentle high shelf cut. 1 to 2 dB at around 10 to 12 kHz. If you need a safety low cut, do a tiny high pass around 30 to 40 hz, but be mindful, you usually want your sub energy reserved for the bass track, not the break bus. Optional, a limiter at the end, just catching rogue peaks. 1 to 2 dB max. If it's doing more than that, something earlier is too loud. Now arrangement. This is where it becomes jungle instead of I learned a trick. Place rolls at phrase endings. A classic move is the end of every 8 bars, last half bar, end of every 16 bars, last 1 bar. Before a drop, you can do a faster ramp feeling from around bar 15 beat 3 into bar 16. And don't let the roll just loop for bars unless that's the point. Treat it like a moment. Quick in, quick out. Now add automation for hype that isn't just turn it up. Try a small volume ramp on the roll into the fill, like -6 dB up to -2 dB. Subtle but effective. Then slightly open the roll's band pass filter toward the end. That's energy without just smashing level. You can also do a two-stage fill, DJ friendly. First half bar, darker, lighter roll. Last quarter, brighter, tighter, maybe a touch more saturation. It reads like phrasing, not repetition. And one more classic trick. Negative space. Right after the roll ends, mute or dip one key downbeat. That tiny hole makes the next section slam harder. Now, bass protection. Rolls love to fight the sub, even if you high pass them, because the perception of density can still mask the low end. Add a compressor on the roll track with sidechain on. Set the sidechain input to your kick or your bass, depending on what owns the low end in your track. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the kick or bass hits. You're not trying to pump hard, you're trying to make space so the groove breathes. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes, because these will save you time. If your roll is too loud, it stops being a transition and becomes the whole drum part. Keep it exciting, but not dominant. If you don't EQ carve, the mix gets cloudy instantly. High pass is non-negotiable most of the time. If warping makes the hats sound like stack, back off. Try a different preserve setting or a different roll slice. If you overdo Redux or Bitcrush, it becomes broken, not sampled. If everything is identical, it becomes sterile. Add accents, ghosts, swing, or alternate slices, and watch stereo width. White hats plus reverb can wreck mono compatibility. Quick 15-minute practice to lock this in. Pick one break at 172 BPM. Make two roll versions, one using the audio loop brace with beats and 1/16 preserve, and one using slice to drum rack with a programmed half-bar roll. For both, high pass around 150 Hz, add saturator around plus 5 dB drive, add drum bus with transients around minus 10. Place the roll at the end of bar 8 and bar 16. Automate the roll up by about 3 dB into the fill. Export a quick loop and compare. Which one feels more jungle and why? Usually the answer is, the one with better variation and better frequency discipline. Let's recap the whole workflow in one breath.